This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Two more levees failed today along the Mississippi River in Illinois, and that sent a cascade of water over thousands of acres of farmland. The flooding that began in eastern Iowa has already caused more than $1.5 billion in damage, and now a steady surge along the Mississippi continues to move south toward St. Louis.
Communities in northeast Missouri are deciding whether to try to hold back the water or head for safety. People in this part of the country have seen record floods before. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Allington reports.
The only thing between Linda Koch's house and the creeping floodwater is a couple hundred yards of Mississippi River bottomland cornfield. By late yesterday, water had topped the agricultural levee in Lincoln County, Missouri. The family's seen this drill before.
Right now we're trying to take the basement windows out so that it would be easier for the water to come in and so that we can save the windows so we can put them back.
The Kochs nearly lost everything in what's commonly known as the Great Flood of 93. Across the yard, Koch's brother-in-law, Chester, replenishes the wad of chewing tobacco in his cheek, sums the prospects for agriculture this way.
Ag damage will be total, total loss. There won't be nothing.
In a year that's seen record prices for crops, they'll take a loss instead.
We got 2,150 acres we got here in the bottoms that'll be underwater. And that will lose all the expenses, the chemicals, fertilizer, and seed.
1993 was called a 500-year flood, not because it happens once every 500 years, but because the chance of a flood of that magnitude occurring in any year is approximately 1 in 500. Farmer Fred Berger is lucky. He'll only lose part of his fields. He's starting to wonder why there are so many big floods.
You know, I think people are just having a hard time grasping that there can be that much water again. We've had two 500-year floods in 15 years.
Berger blames the flooding partially on developers who build on floodplain that used to moderate the rise and fall of the river. Along this stretch of the Mississippi, crests are expected at record levels by the end of the week. With levees being topped along a 100-mile stretch, relief workers have had to focus their efforts on key areas, trying to save as many homes as possible. Here in the tiny artist community of Clarksville, Missouri, gas engine pumps try in vain to flush water out of homes and businesses. The Army Corps of Engineers has built a colossal 8-foot wall around the downtown commercial district made of tens of thousands of sandbags. Aaron Garrison owns a pottery store just yards from the barrier.
We're feeling pretty philosophical right now. We'll either lose everything or we're going to save it, and we're working hard to save it.
Garrison says a week ago she was certain the town's 500 residents would lose everything. Now she has hope.
We found out about this flood 1 week ago yesterday, and at the time we had the first three layers of sandbags were laid out in front of this shop, and we just stepped back and said, there's no way we're going to do this. We don't have enough people. All of a sudden, when the word got out, people started pouring into this town.
In Clarksville, the rallying cry is not like 93. Teams of Mennonite farmers, factory workers from suburban St. Louis, students, even female prison inmates have all pitched in to give the town a fighting chance. The Reverend Al Boatman is the priest at the Clarksville Christian Church. During the 93 flood, he says the Mississippi spilled through the front door and filled the sanctuary. He points to a faded gray line.
You can see the light stuff on the pews is where the water level was. This is the line right here. It covered all of the pews except for about the first or the last 6 inches. And we're not going to have that happen again.
North of Clarksville, levees in the towns of Canton and Hannibal were the only ones that held in 93. Authorities in both towns hope their levees will hold again. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.